There are 12 participants in this conference.
North Georgia Mountains.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is now being recorded. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
You think we're on the air? What do you think? Seth, are we on the air? Did I hear 54321? Gary, are you there?
We are live.
Yes, I'm here.
This is our official hello to everybody that's checking in. The host is saying, are we on the air? Good thing we're not on prime time. Can you imagine Jay Leno coming on every night saying, are we on yet? And staring into space. Welcome to everybody that's on our conference line and everybody that's listening on EBS Radio. And this is a simulcast between a conference line and an internet broadcast. And my name is Lynn Free, and, you know, I'm trying, every time I describe myself, I get an email that says, when you talk too much, and how come you say it's the voice that identifies himself instead of just telling them what it is? What else do I get? Lynn, I like you. Lynn, why don't you give more room for Terry? You know, when you actually do something like this, it's different than when you're listening to it and thinking about it. The idea of having a conversation, why do I say the voice that identifies itself as the Elohim? You know why I do that? I do that because even though I think they are who they say they are, there's no real way to prove it. And if people believe in something blindly, it becomes dogmatic. So I prefer that people who listen in evaluate themselves and say, hey, you know what? Maybe he's right. Maybe they are who they say they are. And,
entry and exit chimes are off.
So that's why I talk about it that way. I mean, it's a pretty big thing to say, okay, here we go, here they are, and this is the Elohim. Because, like I said, how do you know? You don't know. I tend to think they are, but you don't know until you've listened for a while. And then after you've listened for a while, many people start noticing, sometimes this happens the first time, they notice their energies. They can feel an energy on the call. People email me. They get tingles. They get goosebumps. Some people that are psychic just know it right off the bat. They feel the vibe. And you can consider, by the way, they answer our questions. Because we ask them questions, those of you that have been listening in on our Monday night calls, we actually ask them how they created the universe. I guess I could say we actually ask them how they created what we call the universe. But it's an interesting story. And Terry happens to be one of those people. The common word is channel, be a voice for. They can speak through her. And this has been going on for quite some time. Now, as those of you who are checking in regularly know, that even if they are who they say they are, and even if we have conference calls three times a week, and you get messages a day, one time a day or two times a day, even with all that, you still have to figure it out for yourself. They do not take your free will away. There's nothing to follow here. You can listen in, and every time we start, it's like the beginning of how can I say it, the beginning of this moment. And we start here and we end in an hour. And you keep checking in, and then you have to take it back to your own life. And you have to, you don't have to, but you can make, you may be able to make a shift in something. And what do you want to shift in your life? Why do people want to shift? Well, most of the time when people think about a shift, they think about their willpower. They say, well, okay, now I'm listening to the Elohim, I can decide to do this, and it'll happen. And actually, I guess that is kind of a shift. You can quit one job and get another. You can leave one girlfriend or boyfriend and get another. And you can leave one city and move to another. And have you shifted? Maybe a little bit. But probably in most cases, your body shifted, your circumstance shifted, but you found yourself repeating the same pattern. So if you want to stop repeating a pattern, you have to go above the part of you that creates that pattern. And I think that is the advantage of listening in on these calls, because there's an energy that comes in. There's also wisdom, and there's an energy that's above your patterns. And if you start to tap into the energy, the patterns start to shift. And suddenly, there's new possibilities that were not there before. Not because you changed something radically in your life, not because you moved or change jobs. It's like you go to the same job and people are treating you differently. There's a lot of things in life that are kind of mysterious, and it's not simple. You know, I had an email from somebody that says, why don't you just ask them to tell us what to do and how it is and we'll do it? And it doesn't work that way. It's, you are your own navigator. You are the navigator of your life. If someone else starts navigating for you, then you're then following their energy instead of creating from your own energy. And with regard to our sources, now, maybe not all sources are like this. Maybe some sources say, follow us, if you follow us, we will save you, blah, 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 blah. So that's not the way it works with our source. Our source doesn't say, follow us. They lay down a track that you can feel the energy, and there's not an us to follow, it's just an energy to feel. And they can be with you through that energy. And suddenly, you're having more synchronicities, little magical things are happening, and where did that come from? Well, some people figure out that it's because they're listening to these calls. So it is a good thing to do, to listen to these calls and incorporate the energy of the line. Now, the real call that we do where you can do that is our Sunday call, which is our planetary healing, grid healing call, where the emphasis is on bringing the energies in. On our Monday and Wednesday call, the energies are still here, but the emphasis is on more, I think it's called right brain, verbal, logical understanding of things. We ask logical questions, and they give kind of, I don't know if I would call it logical, but they give human answers in language that has meaning, and it comes through Terry. You know, another reason I talk so much at the beginning of these calls, because people are saying, where are they? Why isn't Terry channeling yet? Two reasons. One reason is that when I start talking, I kind of set the tone. I help pull the energies together. And the more the energies are pulled together, when Terry starts, the easier it is for her. The other reason is because she actually gets it takes a toll on her to do this, believe it or not. And she gets really tired and doesn't get back, you know, gets spaced out and doesn't come back to her human side. Sometimes she sleeps half the day after there's a channeling. And believe it or not, she has a job, goes to work. And so if she gets too out of it, she can't function. Is that right, Terry?
Well, it does take a toll on me, and the job takes a toll on me because I work for 3 attorneys, plus I set the attorney calendar, make sure they're covered on the civil side. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. And
there we go. I guess you guys heard that. Terry was. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Now you're too low on my line.
Okay, I'm here now.
That's better. That's just about right, okay?
Okay.
And somebody asked, how do you connect with them? Somebody sent me that email. How is it you get started to make the connection?
I feel a pressure around my crown chakra. The way it started, originally, there was like a pressure on the right side of my head, but now it's on my crown chakra as if they couple up to me. And then they're in my space, starting around my crown chakra, and then they give me the thought, and then I relay the thought, but then I get so that it's just them moving into the body and then speaking.
Now, when we do our grid healing on Sunday, and we do that thing where people go through the crown chakra, does that enhance that feeling? Is that the feeling you get?
Yes, it is. It's a circular feeling around my crown chakra, and it goes down to above my ears, like a pressure.
Now, usually we talk to Ra'an, which is a conglomerate of the Elohim and the Ra groups. There's been times when just the Ra group came through you. Is that a different feeling?
Yeah, that's a different feeling. It's a lower frequency, and it almost vibrates a different part of my body than the Elohim. The Elohim vibrates higher up in my head than a very high frequency and very delicate.
Mm-hmm. And where does the Ra group vibrate?
They vibrate more in the throat chakra and in the lower part of my head, in my chest. They're more in that area.
They're more like inside you.
Well, inside and outside. Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know, when we have these conversations about how the Elohim created the universe, one of the things that comes up for me is that I start to realize that I, since I'm part of them, that I can, to a really little extent compared to them, but when I get out of the realities of the system, I start I feel like I'm creating realities here on this planet out of creation that weren't here. Like, this work was really hard to put out. It's hard to put out because it's hard to find structures that anchor it, that don't change the nature of it. It's really quite an accomplishment that we're actually doing this on BBS radio, because BBS radio is a structure, and we've learned to anchor it through BBS. And it started out on BBS, where I did a show for a couple of years with the founder of BBS called The Don and Lynn Show. And very occasionally we did a channeling on the show, but mostly Don and I just shot the breeze, and occasionally we interviewed somebody. And one time we interviewed Daphne, and this was a time when Daphne was kind of not taking it seriously. And when we interviewed her, in the middle of the interview, she said they wanted to say something, and we had a channeling right on the Don and Lynn Show, which is kind of a historic event because it's the first time we ever, it's the first time we ever did a channeling over the Internet. And one of the things about channeling over, through a structure is that they told me they have to get the their vibrations through the structure. They have to get their vibrations through the Internet. Otherwise, the vibration of the Internet makes it so you can't feel the energy. And the phone line, too. The phone line is easier, they said, when we had a conversation about it. And it took probably a couple of months to really feel comfortable doing this on the Internet. And so, in our conversations on how they created this realm, which is the universe is a pretty big place. And we tried to, I tried to nail what was the very first thing that happened. And this is hard to imagine, but one of the keys to existence is time. And time is a structure that didn't exist at the very beginning of creation, because there was nothingness. And as soon as nothingness became something, there had to be some sense of time. Because as soon as you could look at, here's how I was, here's how I'm becoming, now there's some flow through something, which is time. And as the universe got created, there was different timelines. And I think that's what we'll talk about tonight, the timelines of the universe. Because we're in a timeline of 3D, third dimension, this realm. And there's a correlation between timelines and density. What is density? Density is concentration of vibration. So in 3D, where we are, there's an intense concentration of vibration, which creates, should I say, the illusion of physical objects, the illusion of solidity, the illusion of persistence. I'm not sure I should use the word illusion, because when you're here, it's so real, it certainly doesn't seem like an illusion. And when you hurt, it certainly doesn't seem like an illusion. If something is painful on your body, or even in your emotions, it's quite real. You're going through it. So I think we'll do a little bit about the topic of different timelines, sacred geometry, and the concentration of vibrations in the third density. And are you ready, Terry?
Yes.
Okay. So what we do to start this is we create a little, we have a little invocation that helps bring all of our energies together. The more our energies are copacetic, interacting, the easier it is for flow. There's something called the law of one, which has to do with, at some level of timeline or energy, we combine. Our energies combine. Our bodies don't combine, but our energies combine. And when our energies combine, we start experiencing what some people call the field. Like right now, feel a connection. Feel the space around you. Some people call it zero-point energy, where time is stopping, you're slowing down, and you're just in the moment. And as you get into the moment, as you get into the stopping of time, you're also in a place of very high creation, because when you put a intention or thought into that slowed up time, you're putting it at a level of creation above this realm. And then it downloads into this realm. So it's like reprogramming this realm, recreating this realm from a higher level. And when you start doing that, you start having magic happen in your life, because things happen that are nonlinear, like synchronicities, like somebody calls you, you get a job offer, some disease goes away. So part of what's going on this line as we ask these questions is we're establishing this zero-point energy field amongst us all. And when we do that, we're invoking other dimensions, and our sources are in those other dimensions, and they can talk to us through Terry. And they can also work with you. They can also work with your own fields and your own challenges, as some of the people that are on this line discovered when they've had an amazing healing of some sort. So if you're new, if you're listening for the first time, you may not feel this. Part of feeling it is trusting, and part of trusting is coming back and hearing the words and saying, sounds okay to me, I can be open. Because before you trust, you're in a state of analysis, observation, discernment. And I think that's a very important part of the process, because you don't want to let an energy into your space that's not positive. And to find out if something's positive, you can only do that by testing it, using your gut-level reaction. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and each of you on this line. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light, and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy that radiates from the center of our universe through the center of our galaxy, through all the stars, through all the planets, finally arriving on Earth, moving through our bodies, through the top of our heads, through our chakra system, through our feet, and into the Earth. And right now we invoke a blending of all our energies, always maintaining our own sovereign individualities. And we invite those forces that are positive, service to others, to join with us and create a protected space that only the positive can enter, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have a source present?
Yes. Just Ra'an, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are pleased to be with each and every one of you tonight. Tonight is March 1st, 2010, and we are focusing in the area of Los Angeles, California, through the body of Terry Brown. And we are also bypassing the radio system and the telephone lines and directly connecting with each and every individual upon this line. There is a time delay upon the media. And we then move through channel lines upon the media when we attempt to go into the media. Therefore, we bypass these lines that we have learned to do over the times that we have spoken on VBS radio, and we then connect directly up with each and every person who's listening to the call and each and every person who is on the telephone line. Do you have questions?
Do you have anything that's important to share with us all before I go through my questions?
You are speaking of timelines, and in timelines, time when we are within your sphere seems to be going very slowly because there is a time delay within the Earth plane in that the conductivity and the connection between manifestations are more separate, and that takes some time. There's a disconnect almost between different species and even within the same species. The connection, the thought, the telepathy does not flow as readily as the individuals are grounding themselves very heavily through the matter, energy, space, and time of the third density, and they are as if leaning on it and depending upon it and identifying with it, and it gives a very slow gestation time to ideas and the formatting of the actions that take place within the third density. Within our density, things flow, and we are in the sixth density. We are focused there, and things are very much between individuals and between formats.
You're dropping out. Can you get a little closer?
There is very much connection. Telepathy is able to be transmitted easily from individual to individual within that density. That's what makes the group soul possible, in that the connections are very strong and vibrant, yet each individual maintains its own identity. And due to the
You're still
nature,
a little weak. You're getting weaker.
Due to the nature of the individuals in the sixth density, they are connected much more easily.
Well, we're talking about how creation got started. And I would assume originally there were not any densities. There was just shooting vibrations and nodes. How did the whole original beginning turn into such a complex array of timelines coming down to the what we experience here on Earth? Is that possible to explain?
You have a separation out into similar vibrations that then came together to create a layer, so to speak, much as if you had a multi-layered ice cream cone or a multi-layered glass with chemicals in it, which the chemical within each formulation took a separate layer, and the layers may be even different colors or different parts of the spectrum. Different density materials then would attract together and stay within that frame. Of course, there was also the spinningness, which would spin the materials out to the edge, and then within the center of the galaxy, in the black hole, the density would be very, very dense, as it would have materials moving into it. So there was a separation within, a natural separation within the materials as they were moved about.
So was part of this happening spontaneously without direction? In other words, there was an initial kind of beginning, and then it started to evolve without a lot of intention on the Elohim's part, and kept evolving on its own through its own will and intention?
The answer would be yes. Now, there was no clear direction to go, as nothing had been formulated before. And individuals would learn by trial and error what they could create and what the effects would be. And they would learn over time patterns that they could recreate to bring about certain effects.
Well, when there were individuals that were taking part in this creation, I assume they were no longer creating it from outside the creation, as I understood the Elohim did, but now they're creating it from inside the creation. Is that accurate?
We were creating it from both the outside and the inside of the creation, as the individuals would move from a nothingness into manifestation and back into nothingness.
So, in other words, an individual could move from being inside creation, move back to outside, move to nothingness, and then move back into creation again.
That's correct. We all have that capability. However, one tends, when they get into manifestation, to not want to lose it or to be scared. If they go back to nothingness, that they will lose their ability to manifest, and that is not true.
So, originally, the beings could move from in creation to out creation. When was the first instance that started where they lost their memory and got stuck in creation and couldn't get out?
When one would lose their memory and couldn't get out, it was because they had lost their memory and they were focused upon the inside of the creation. And if one cannot imagine getting out of it or what it would be like, then one would simply stay within the creation, and it is a continuous thing that happens as life is everywhere, and as manifestations are made, it contains life, and the life may just take hold and not know itself and have to learn about itself, and then it can learn over time what it can do and can't do, and it may take a very long time before it has the opportunity to run into circumstances where it would learn that there was something else outside of creation that it could move in and out of.
You know, there's a question here, which is, were there two kinds of life, life that evolved from within the creation and never had the experience from out of the creation, and life that was moving from outside of the creation into creation? Is that accurate? There were two different kinds of life?
We wouldn't call it two different kinds of life. However, we could distinguish it between a kind of a life that had a very strong creative out-of-the-box force, and a life, for instance, like a lower-level animal that was born that had awareness of falling and awareness of swimming, but didn't question or wasn't aware of anything farther. It's sort of like where the life becomes manifest. That is what gives it its reach and its impetus. And if it is just born out of the murk, and then begins to function there, it will envision its environment there. And if it was one of the original creators or one with its own, is its own individual spark, that it could simply start creating star systems and can delight in that, then this is the one that is more out of the box.
Can an animal that's in creation eventually evolve to a consciousness that is outside of creation?
You would have to go through many lessons and many many journeys. However, it could end up there.
Well, has it happened? Has that actually occurred? Have there animals that have ended up outside of creation that started in creation?
Give us a moment. Yes, it has happened. However, it is rare.
Mm-hmm. Now, a human has a different quality of self-evolution potential than an animal. Would it be fair to say that anyone listening to this call has the potential of going outside of creation, even while they're in a body, and then starting to create from outside and then come back inside and then go outside again? Is that a potential?
Yes. It is a potential.
in history when somebody did that? Are there people in history that we could recognize? Say, for example, did Jesus do that?
Give us a moment. Yes, Jesus did that.
Anyone else?
Joseph, Mohammed. To some extent, Buddha and other masters.
Mm-hmm. So that's the quality of a master, having this ability to move even to where the universe stops, or where time stops, or where there's nothingness, and move back into somethingness, and keep shuttling back and forth.
It is a quality that one may use to refresh oneself and to reset oneself when one has attained patterns that one wishes to reset.
You know, Jesus used the phrase to be, I think Jesus said this, not just fundamentalist, the idea of being born again or reborn in Christ. When he said that, did he mean, is this what he meant, going back to non-creation and then coming back into creation, it would be like a fresh start every time?
It would be that being that would apply here. However, another phrase was used in that, moving into the Christ consciousness, which can also help to reset one's patterns.
Mm-hmm. Is that another way of saying a similar thing?
They are different things. One of them is to just move and to dismantle one's pre-constructs and then to reorganize and to re-enter. And the other one is to, with the help of the Christic consciousness, to help dissolve one's pre-constructs and then to help take on new and recreate new ones.
Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about when we do this is it means we're moving our consciousness through all those timelines and then back again.
It is not necessary to move through all these timelines and back again, as one may go straight there and back.
Mm-hmm. Earlier you said something to the effect that dimensions were like layers on an ice cream cone. Does that mean they have fixed edges, or is there a continuum of dimensions constantly moving like on a slope as opposed to stair step?
It is not exactly a stair step. Then there is a layer in between the densities, which is a translation area or layer that moves one quickly from one density into the next.
So there is a kind of a gate or a bridge or a gate or a fence between certain of the dimensions where it's
That's correct.
Not like a gradual slide from one to the other. Now, it's hard to imagine how timelines got started. It seems to me with the first level of awareness at the beginning of the first cause, as soon as there was awareness, there was time. And so, because if there was awareness, then there's a before and an after, and there's a continuity. You can't have awareness without time. Am I saying that accurately?
In order for there to be awareness, there has to be something to be aware of. There has to be two. And as you have two, and back and forth between the two communications, then there is generated a space and a time in as one then waits for the second response or the thing that they are aware of, and time begins to be generated.
Mm-hmm. So when that first starts, there's some kind of communication between one entity and another entity. There's the beginning of time, but there's not really a timeline because there's only one time in that space.
That's correct. And if you have synchronicity between many beings, then you begin to get a timeline. But if you have separate individual transactions going on, then the timeline may be different within each transaction.
So when we're in this realm, try talking a little closer to the mic because it's getting a little fainter. We only have a minute or so left. When we're in this realm, every time, even though the clock moves at a certain speed, every time we have a different connection with another being, we're experiencing the creation of a different timeline within the nature of that connection. Could that be accurate?
Within the realm, within each realm, there is a consensus reality about the timelines, and although transactions may take different times, the times are generally consistent within the timeline.
I see. So there's a variation, but it's within the variation is limited within certain parameters, the top and the bottom.
Yes.
Okay. On that note, yes, last week we got so into this, I forgot and kept talking after the time ran out. So those of you that were here last week, I'm sorry that we kept continuing and the show just went off, so I'm watching the clock today. So would you like to say anything to us before we sign off?
We are very large in relationship to your sphere, and we send love light to your whole sphere. Adonai.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening. If you'd like to get daily messages and you're not subscribed to Message a Day, go to messageaday.net and fill out the form, and you'll start getting our daily messages and invitations to our calls. And thank everyone who's listening on BBS and everyone who's listening on the conference line. I'll open up the conference line. Second.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Are you guys there on the line?
Desmond.
Yes, here.
Why don't you all say hello to everyone on BBS and goodbye, BBS listeners.
1, 2, 3. Hello, BBS listeners.